Find the written word at live885.com. Click on the startup engine, fittingly enough. And Jim's on the startup, well, right now, to talk about the Porsche 911 Turbo. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
All right. So were you in heaven for the 2 weeks you were trying this baby out, or what?
This car is just unbelievable. I cannot believe how fast it is. They listed 0 to 60 as 3.2 seconds.
Oh man.
Now, I didn't time that because by the time I would have started the watch, I would have been past 60.
What kind of horsepower are we looking at in torque? And
we're looking at 500 horsepower.
Wow.
480 pound-feet of torque.
Wow.
So this is very similar to what we had. Remember, I don't know, it was probably a month or so ago, I had the Panamera Turbo.
Right.
So it was identical horsepower as that, but the Panamera is a much bigger car, and it was stupid fast in the Panamera.
Yeah.
So when you get it into the 911, which is a lot lighter, more of a sports car than a touring car, You step on the gas in this thing, and then once the turbo spools up, you're gone. It's just absolutely absurd how fast this thing is, zero to sorry officer in about a second.
So what, as far as the traction control and that sort of thing, you probably really need it on a car like this, right?
Well, they've given this one all-wheel drive too, which doesn't hurt, although I find that I prefer the handling of rear-wheel drive cars generally. But on the other hand, the 911 is rear engine, so the engine is back behind the rear axle.
Right.
And over the years, that used to make it a little skittish, so that when you got up into the fun zone, it might take some of the fun away in the manner of pulling yourself off the side of the road.
Right.
But they've pretty well tamed that now. I guess if you get it up right near the limits, you could still have it there, but I don't nearly have the guts to take it up to those limits.
With that amount of power, is this car ever hard to control?
No. The car is just a dream to drive. Like every Porsche, it drives like a dream. It's like it's hardwired into your brain. I mean, you point it, it goes there. The only difference with this one, other than the fact that it has these vents on the side and a really great-looking spoiler, is that this one is faster than the average Porsche 911.
Right.
Wow.
Not that the 911 is slow to start with.
Right. Now, I know this is a dream car for you, but is there anything missing aside from the money in your pocket when you have this car? Is there anything missing in this car?
Yeah, and boy, there's a lot of money missing from my pocket in this car. I mean, the base 911 Turbo starts at $165,300.
Oh.
And that doesn't include the options that my test car had. That brought it up to $192,585.
Wow.
So, yeah, there's a good thing missing to start with. But, that said, boy, if I had $192,585. Once again, Porsche, nickels and dimes you to death. I mean, you want a universal audio interface, which lets you hook in your iPod, or it comes with a an auxiliary jack or a USB jack, right. That's $600.
Whoa.
That's standard on most cars these days. Also, Bluetooth phone interface, $950.
Wow.
Jim Bray is our live 88.5 car crasher, and Jim, we're going to ask you about the Acura RL in just a moment. Amal Wahab has live 88.5 traffic now.
And this traffic update is for
9 in the Capitol.
Live 88.5 Car Crasher, Jim Bray, reviews automobiles and spent some time in the Acura RL. What's that like, Jim?
The Acura RL is a really nice car. I mean, this is about the third time I've had one. I was driving it when I was back east for my vacation.
Right.
And I find the car is a little bland. I mean, for a company like Acura that usually has a lot of fun to drive, there's nothing wrong with it. It's smooth. It has 300 horsepower. It's very comfortable, very luxurious. I just don't find it a lot of fun to drive unless you stick it into the manual mode, just cruising around in the regular cruising mode. But in the grand scheme of things, it would be on the list of one of the cars that I would consider buying. So what do you say?
This is another car that hasn't really changed over the years. Like, it's the same today as it was 10 years ago, isn't it?
Well, it's basically the same as it was, say, 5 years ago. But as for 2010, they've changed the front and the rear ends. They put the typical Acura-type beak grille on the front to make it to make it similar to the rest of the vehicles across the Acura line.
Right.
I think that's kind of a shame because I like the old grille better, but, they never asked me. It has new taillights, and I like them. But, otherwise inside, it's pretty well the same as it has been since this generation came out, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's very nice. The only problem I have with the interior is I think that the electronics on the center stack could be a little more intuitive because there's about 100,000 buttons on there. Yeah. And, you know, it takes a while to get to know them all.
With winter coming, this seems like not a bad car for Canadian climates, too.
Well, you know, it also features Acura's super handling all-wheel drive, which is a nice system. I mean, at heart, they're front-wheel drive vehicles, but they also send torque to the rear wheels. Oh. And the super handling all-wheel drive will also send torque to the left or right rear wheel, depending which one is more likely to slip. So it's good for cornering.
Price tag, Jim, on this is what?
The base RL is $63,900. I had the elite version, which had all sorts of extra gadgets and things on it. Really nice. It was $69,500. And, you know, I don't think that's overpriced considering what you're getting, but considering what the competition is out there, too, yeah. Like the new Infiniti M, I'm just not sure.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Jim Bray, our Live at 8.5 Car Crasher. It's Live at 8.5.